This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
There's a burger. There's a beef stroganoff. There's an Indian-style vegan curry. And there's Filipino dishes. Mm-hmm. We often get asked on the show for Filipino dishes. Right. Here's another one. But the common thread is that they are chefs. One of them is a Filipino family. That's Christy. And they have a curious appetite and have traveled around a lot and have rolled their cravings into a menu that I kind of liken it to Mondo in Lakeview, Tommy. Oh. If people remember Susan Spicer's restaurant Mondo on Harrison Avenue, it kind of has that same eclectic mix that makes sense. And it's really just good, like, chef quality, bistro quality food at in a very cafe casual kind of a shack, frankly, kind of setting.
Let me just jump in one second. That is why I love having you on, because I'm looking at the website for Hot and Soul, and technically it's on Bank Street, 2540 Banks, right off of Tulane. But this is a place that nobody would know about other than if you lived in the neighborhood, if you wouldn't expose us to these places, and the menu just looks awesome.
Yeah, and I went the other day, while they were polishing up the sign for Trader Joe's to open, and it was a delight. And I can't wait to go back, frankly, and tackle the other half of the menu that I left on the bone.
Bahamian fish chowder?
Sure.
Pork lumpia? What is that?
Lumpia, those are the Filipino-style egg rolls. So like the egg rolls you get at a Chinese restaurant, but very crunchy, very, very finely minced pork, different flavor profile. Yeah, they're going to have specials like Filipino pork, chicken adobo with pork lumpia.
How is
rolls.
That prepared? Chicken adobo.
Chicken adobo. No, it's like basically your kind of a it's your chicken soul food dish, but with a harvest of flavors from the Philippines: fish sauce, garlic, soy. It's the way it's marinated and prepared. It gives it a kind of a garlicky, sour, tangy kind of flavor, just deeply satisfying. That's the red beans and rice of Philippines cooking. You know, it's just a baseline soul food.
Right beneath that, beef stroganoff, which is not a Philippine dish, is it?
No, it's not a dish you see anywhere, which is one of the delights of this menu. I mean, they're making their own egg noodles, and they're making a little beef stroganoff.
That looks delicious. I got to tell you, and also egg noodles and dill creme fresh.
I'm going to try that one next time. But standout that I did try this on this visit, people may remember Mimi's and the Marini. This was a late night bar down on Franklin Avenue in Marini. It's now a bar called Anna's. Great name. But Mimi's and the Marini was known for its food, for its late night menu of tapas. Mm-hmm. And one of their great dishes there was Manchego toast. Well, it turns out Mike, one of the chefs at Hot and Soul, had a hand in the early days of Mimi's and the Marini. He wasn't the chef, wasn't the founder or anything like that, but he had a hand in it. And this is his take on Manchego toast.
All right, let me read it. It says, mushroom Manchego toast, sourdough sherry cream. Did you try it? And explain what it tastes like, if you can.
Yes. It's fantastic. If you go to NOLA.com, by the way, you can see my story with some pictures of this and all of the other restaurants in Orbit.
I forgot, we're trying to sell newspapers. I forgot.
Hey, just, you know, my boss is looking out for me.
No, I understand. No, look, I get it. NOLA.com, you can go to NOLA.com. You can buy a newspaper, I presume, right?
There's a visual aspect to this audio adventure, my friend.
Definitely, and the pictures are awesome. So do that, definitely.
You.
Okay.
Manchego toast was one of these lost flavors. I mean, I hadn't had it in the years since Mimi's the Marini closed during the pandemic, and this hit all the buttons and actually is a little bit better than I remember. I think the bread is better. The bread is certainly better, but it's slices of crusty bread toasted and covered in this Manchego cheese sauce with a touch of sherry, mushrooms that give it a little bit more body, and some fresh herbs over the top, and it's delicious.
It looks great. I'm looking at a picture right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Hot and Soul is right there. I mean, that is like the porch overlook to Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. But all around it are interesting places. Like I say, when you put them in a collection, like, wow, what a smorgasbord of eats here.
Well, give me another one.
That's right.
I said, give me another one.
Pardon me, I'd take a sip. Just across the street.
A little early for an old-fashioned, isn't it?
Not in my book, friend.
There you go.
It's when you stop, not when you start.
Yes.
Right across the street is Dough Winner.
I'm writing that one down. It's not when you stop. It's when you stop. Go ahead. Dough Winners, like the one in Gretna?
Dough Winners Cafe. You and I have talked about Dough Winners because it's a fun name. The Winners part is from the Vietnamese last name Nguyen, which is, as I've learned about Vietnamese culture, mostly through restaurants in New Orleans, because that's the way it goes in my realm. Nguyen is an extremely common last name in the Vietnamese community, and it's so common that they felt that they could make a pun out of their restaurant name that would translate to people around town, which I think is a statement about the growth of Vietnamese culture and food in New Orleans. Anyway, it's called Dough Winners Cafe. It's related to the bakery of the same name in Gretna, and this is a very entrepreneurial family that also had Huey P's Pizza, Ton Ton Restaurant all in Gretna.
Oh, really?
Yep, and they rolled it all together into one concept on Tulane Avenue for Dough Winners Cafe, where you can get a bowl of pho, the Vietnamese beef soup. You can get a banh mi, the Vietnamese po' boy. You can get a Vietnamese iced coffee. Or you can get a pepperoni pizza and some mozzarella sticks. So,
varied.
Got a little of that. But it's a fun concept. It's right on the corner of Tulane, and I think that's Dorjonois, across from the old Dixie Brewery, and now right across the street from Trader Joe's. But real quickly, Tommy, I mean, you put these things together, you go a block up on Broad. Let's face it, you know, people are going to be driving these blocks. If they're going to go to Trader Joe's, they're going to see these spots. They're going to wonder, what the heck is that all about if I haven't been by here in a while? You've got Hibachi Express.
Wait, hang on one second. Let me go back to Dough Winners for a second. That's different than the Gretna restaurant, or similar?
Same folks. Dough Winners in Gretna is a little more straightforward bakery, cafe. They don't have pizza. Let's put it that way.
No, they do have fried chicken, though. You got to wait a while if you want it.
Oh, the fried chicken's excellent. The banh mi's are really good. I love the breakfast banh mi over there. But the Dough Winners in New Orleans on Tulane Avenue adds, you know, mozzarella sticks, pizza, a little piece of Italian.
And let me take a break, Ian. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's hard. Sometimes I just want people to understand what we're talking about. So we've covered Hot and Soul at 2540 Banks. We've covered Dough Winners at 2424 Tulane, all near the new Trader Joe's. We'll talk about some more when we come back. You can always go online and see Ian's story, NOLA.com. As Trader Joe's opens in New Orleans, try these quirky local restaurants near the new grocery. And they have some fantastic pictures, and we'll continue to talk about them when we come back. A rare Thursday appearance. Ian McNulty, nice enough to give us some of his time on Thursday since he can't be here tomorrow. You know who we're talking to tomorrow, Ian, in your spot? Ralph Brennan.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
For me. Yeah, he's one of the leaders of the New Orleans restaurant scene. Some fine places under his belt.
That's why we wanted to have him on at your recommendation. Well, a long time ago, you talked about Ralph Brennan. Anyway, we'll be back in a flash, WWO. Megatons of fun when we talk to Ian McNulty, who covers food, dining, culture for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate, who is with us today. Thankfully, he's normally with us on Friday. Don't skip work tomorrow. It is Thursday today, but Ian made some special exceptions because he's tied up tomorrow with, was it a probation hearing, Ian? What was it?
Something like that.
Yeah. So tell me about some more restaurants near Trader Joe's, the new Trader Joe's in Mid-City.
Bobby started with, we talked at length about Hot and Soul and Dough Winners Cafe. Those are the closest. Like I said, like if you're not beaming down from space, you're approaching there, you're going to drive around. But one of my favorite coffee shops is right around the corner. It's called Coffee Science. Mm-hmm. And if people remember the old Caldi's, the late great Caldi's coffee on Decatur Street in the French Quarter, a piece of vanished French Quarter culture, there's a connection that runs through Coffee Science, the same roaster, same coffee guru back in the day as Coffee Science's modern place. And it's a terrific coffee shop, and it has a killer breakfast burrito that is like practically grab-and-go speed, which I will die on this mountaintop. The New Orleans needs more good grab-and-go kinds of things.
You mention? What kind of food?
Breakfast burrito.
Okay, breakfast burrito.
Yeah. Sometimes it's all you need. It's all you want is in your car, a coffee and a breakfast burrito, and you get your bag of groceries from the store, and you're on your way. Mm-hmm. But right next door to that is Hibachi Grill.
Oh, we don't eat in a new car. No, sir.
Yeah, okay. Hibachi Grill is it's known for its pop-up identity, which is Nori Guys. These guys are at farmers markets, events, and such, and they do this really fun dish, which is a sushi taco, which is the taco is not a tortilla. It's a fried sheet of nori, the seaweed, the black seaweed from sushi bars, fried up so it's nice and crispy, a little tempura shell, and they put spicy raw tuna, or cooked shrimp with crab meat, and they eat these little tacos, and then they do like a hibachi grill kind of thing, not at a hibachi table like a Japanese restaurant, back in the kitchen, so you get these takeout plates of like Hibachi grill style lamb chops or chicken or what have you.
I was going to ask you about that specific dish because I'm looking at the picture and it's in a styrofoam carton. Is it only takeout or can you eat there?
No, you can eat there too. You can eat there too. But it's just not that hibachi restaurant, full show kind of thing.
Well, I don't care about that. These teriyaki lamb chops with the broccoli and the rice, that looks delicious.
Yeah, it's the express version of those teriyaki meals you've had. Put it that way. And right across the street from that, low on curb appeal, but that means something different in New Orleans, right? It's this corner store that is going to have good food, right? You just pull up and it says Yakiman, gumbo, plate lunches, po' boys, and you just know it's going to be good food, and it is. This is Banks and Broad Seafood, a little rough around the edges, they're taking orders from behind the plastic at the register there, but I'm telling you, the gumbo...
I don't mind that. Sometimes that can be intriguing. Right.
It's sometimes a mark of a good place. It's the gumbo in a styrofoam cup. Again, it's going to fit in your cup holder in your car. Is killer. It's just a great gumbo, and it's a good bargain price. Across the street from that, Brunch Central, Ruby Slipper. This was an old union hall that sat empty for years until Ruby Slipper came in, invested a ton of money, put it back on the map, got cool murals all over the front. You pull around the back off a Bank Street, and it's like this big outdoor patio with yard games. It's like pet friendly outside. It's a really nice, big, colorful brunch spot for your boozy brunch on your shopping trip to Trader Joe's. It's New Orleans. I love my people. Take it a little further out on Tulane Avenue. One of the best Honduran restaurants in town is Tia Maria's Kitchen. And Tia Maria, Aunt Maria herself, might be in there in a nice straw hat and a flower shirt cooking for you. This is a great place for pupusas, for the Honduran-style chicken, which is fried over cabbage with that garlicky white sauce. This is all in this little universe, this little orbit around the Trader Joe's, and it was to put it all in a ball and explore it was super interesting.
See, I think this whole article and this whole conversation is fascinating because there is such a concentration of restaurants, and these are places that you would not normally try or hear of, right? I mean, and this Honduran food. Tell me about. I don't think had a Honduran food. What is that like? What can I expect?
Honduran food is terrific, and New Orleans is rich with it. We've got a long history, New Orleans and Honduras, going back to the old United Fruit Company days. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I mean, it's like this connection that was built on that trade. And then after Hurricane Katrina, the Latin American population in New Orleans in general just exploded, and in particular, Hondurans, family roots here and connections. So there's a lot more places to eat Honduran food now, and it's a special cuisine. It's it's Central America. It's very close to Mexico, but it's very distinctly different. The enchiladas there are going to be like flat discs piled up with maybe your ground beef or your chicken, covered with your salsa and your sauces. The pupusas are a big deal. These are cornmeal cakes that are stuffed with cheese, maybe a little bit of cracklin, and this slaw on top of it. They call it cortito. It's this pickled cabbage, carrot kind of mix that goes on top. Not necessarily spicy. It's not a spicy hot food, but it's a very flavorful food.
Real quick, what is she stirring in that pot? It looks like red beans, but it's not. What is that? Some kind of refried beans?
It's probably their black beans. It's probably black beans,
And then another picture you have is pollo con tajadas. Tajadas, yeah, pardon my pronunciation. That looks awesome.
Yeah, that is terrific. Tajadas are the fried
plantains.
Plantain strips, and this crunchy cabbage that gets mixed up in there, and again the white sauce. It goes by different names, but it's like the Honduran yum sauce. It's just this tasty, creamy, garlicky sauce that goes on things.
That's at 2931 Tulane. Ian, we're out of time, but I tell you, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on Thursday and for opening my eyes about all these fantastic restaurants. And you know what my thought would be to leave people with? Why in the world, with all of this available to you, would you go to, no disrespect to anybody, but one of these national chain restaurants? Why would you do that?
Eat local, man. Those big companies, they have marketing budgets. They have economies of scale. They're going to give you what looks like a bargain, what looks like a deal. I think when you deal with your neighbors, with the locals, you get a lot more value out of it and a lot more pleasure of the meal.
Just different, something different to eat. The squid ink noodles, I don't know about that. That looks a little bit too much like worms to me. But hey, to each his own, right?
Save them for me, Tommy. I'll eat all the squid ink noodles you leave on your plate. That's enough. That was a special at Hot and Soul, and I was glad to have it.
Do you eat them blindfolded?
Heck no. No, it's all part of the pleasure, man. The silky black noodles. I don't know. I think they look sexy as hell.
Okay. To each his own. That's what makes it America. Hey, Ian, God bless you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I really do, for this tour of Mid-City near the new Trader Joe's. Let me recap real quick here. And y'all can go to NOLA.com. As Trader Joe's opens in New Orleans, try these quirky local restaurants near the groceries. Hot and Soul on Bank Street, Dough Winners on Tulane. We got Coffee Science, right, is the name of it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we got Hibachi Grill, Broad and Bank Seafood. We got the Ruby Slipper and Tia Maria's Kitchen and more if you go and look at that article. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Great to be with you, Tommy. See you next Friday.
You got it.
Happy Friday, Junior, to everybody on this Thursday.
Yes, sir. And again, you got so much money to spend. If you're going to eat out, eat local and enjoy something different rather than the big chain just warm where they don't even cook the stuff. 9:39 now, 21 till 10. We come back. We're going to talk about assessments on the North Shore with St. Tammany Assessor Louis Fitzmaurice. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 9:46, 14 till 10. One of the local TV stations doing something about the North Shore Humane Society. And the dog that they have on right now has to be Grady's first cousin because they look identical. We're talking to Louis Fitzmaurice saying,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tammany Parish Assessor now to talk about the homestead exemption. I heard, and also about open roll time to check your assessment. Morning, Lewis. How are you?
Doing well, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. You know, I heard your interview with Newell, and that really got me to thinking, because I don't know what the answer is here, because the assessments, the exemptions have not been changed. So while the prices of houses have gone up, but if you're going to raise the exemption, that means people are going to have to pay less taxes, which means less money going into the government. That's got to be made up somehow, right? Am I oversimplifying this?
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. And it's like the point I was making with Newell. There's 64 parishes, and we're not all the same. Yeah. And so every parish is going to be in their own unique situation in regards.
Is the exemption standard from state?
The homestead. Yeah, homestead is $75,000 for everybody across the state. This last session, there was a bill that would have raised it to $125,000. But it would have been a local option. It would have been up to each parish.
So, Lewis, let me jump in real quick. Does that mean, is it as simple as if my house is appraised at $300,000, it's actually $225,000 because the first $75,000 doesn't count? Is it that easy?
That's correct. Okay, that is correct. That is correct.
Go ahead, please.
And think about when this was put in place. I mean, it was first introduced, believe it or not, back in 1934. For 20,000. And then, I want to say in the 74 Constitution, it was raised to 30 or 40,000. Then in, 79, 80 is when it was increased to 75,000. So if you look at it during that time frame and stuff, that most homes were fully homestead exempted. And even here in St. Tammany, 20 years ago, almost half were fully homestead exempted. Now I'm around 5% of my homes, and most of those individuals have the senior freeze, had it for a while, or living in house trailers out in the country. Now our situation, and I think it's more in line with what's going on Orleans and East Jefferson. It's the residential. It's just this increase in residential. Some of it's a supply and demand issue, a lot of investment, you know, and so I gave. Know the example of the first house my wife and I, Kanye, bought in 92-93. We got it for $48,500. Mm-hmm. It sold, we didn't own it, I wish I did, but it sold in 2022 for $200,000. So in 30 years, it quadrupled in value. And
but
that's
yet,
what we're dealing
the
with.
Exemption
not every parish has had that.
The exemptions
but
are
you're,
the same,
you're right,
right?
Tommy. And, I'm sorry?
The exemption stayed the same, right?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
That's correct. The exemption has not changed. That's my point. Mm-hmm. It has not. If you adjusted it for inflation from 1979 when it was increased to 7, it would be around $300,000 right now, which, by coincidence, is what the cost of your average three-bedroom home is now in St. Tammany Parish. But that's not realistic. I don't. 20 years ago, if you asked me about raising the homestead, I would have said we don't need to. But it's different now because it's just, even with the rollback in the mills every 4 years, if you have an increase in values and stuff, it doesn't make up for, like I told Neil, inflation is a tax increase without a vote of the people. Mm-hmm. And that's what the homestead does. It helps adjust for that inflation.
So let me jump in for a second if I can. First house I bought in Belchase.
It's your show.
No, you're my guest. The first house I bought in Belchase was like $57,000. And when I built a house in Belchase, in Algiers rather, when I built a house in Belchase, I got a property tax bill and it was like, what? What's this? Is there any way, Lewis, to do this, change the Constitution so that the exemption would be based somehow on a parish-by-parish level, because obviously real estate is more...
That's what I would hope. Okay. That's what I would hope. Right. I think that's the only way to get it passed, to be honest with you, because I was talking to an assessor in one of the small rural parishes. Mm-hmm. And stuff. They're losing population. Mm-hmm. They're losing people. We're gaining people here. Our situation is really unique, and we are so... There is no other parish that I'm aware of that has the lowest amount of fully homestead exempted homes. Mm-hmm. It's just something that I believe very strongly needs to be looked at. In regards to losing money, yeah, there would be money. Right now, we estimated if it went to 125, the homestead exemption, there would be around a $39 million or so hit on the revenue. But at the same time, I believe if we do this right and do it and do it and phase it in over time and maybe wait to the next reassessment, the growth that we've been experiencing, which is at least around 3% a year, will make up that difference.
But to be fair, real quick, and Lewis, I hope you come back, because I don't have anywhere near enough time to get into this. We'll have you back. I guarantee you next week. But when you talk about the shortfall, inflation has also hit governments, right? So,
absolutely. I mean, the increased cost for, and that's a great point too, Tommy. It's affected everybody, whether you're just a regular homeowner or you're in the government. Everything costs more now, considerably more. So, and that's all part of it. But yeah, we do. But real quick, our open roll officially starts tomorrow. It goes through the end of to the 29th. This is a designated time period by law. We ask you to check your assessment, make sure we got the right address, make sure all exemptions like homesteads or senior freeze, if you're eligible, to please check all that. And if you need to file review, the best place to do it is online.
This is
at our website.
And what's the website?
STPAO.org.
All right. I want you to come back because we didn't have enough time. And a lot of our audience or a lot of St. Tammany Parish listens to WWL. And I think it's very important stuff.
Yes, they do.
So you'll come back, Lewis?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Tommy.
Have a great weekend. All right.
You too, buddy.
All right.
You
don't hang out with that Newell Norman anymore. I'm just kidding. Lewis Fitzmaurice, St. Tammany Parish Assessor, will take a break. Newell is next. We'll find out what he's got when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.